Good afternoon, everyone. We are back right on 3:30 and 15 seconds. How about that? All right, the short story is the indoor pool is closed. It will be closed starting tomorrow morning. So the few people who have a reservation today will be able to finish, but tomorrow the indoor pool is closed. The county and state order were very clear. It has to close. The board apologizes for not seeing that sooner on December 3. But thank you to the nice resident. And by the way, all of the people who are looking up this stuff for us, it is helpful. Don't stop doing that. I will tell you, I do respond to people when they quote a newspaper article, because that's not the authority. So it's the state and county websites where they put out the official orders. That's the stuff to look at for us. Now, I was asked, a couple of people asked why I announced the possibility this morning. I said this morning was really to spend a tiny bit of time since this came up to describe the what the board goes through in trying to make these decisions because of the legal consequences. I don't believe we've done that yet. And so since we had to go sit down and talk about the pool, we don't just talk about the fact if even if we think that it's safe and it appears that there's been no problems, we have to also respect the state and county law in order to protect all the residents, to protect all of you. And that's because, as I explained this morning, there is no insurance for this virus. Now, some of you on the news, when you watch the news, the discussion point at Congress over liability relief. That's what this is about, where people can't just file claims in order to get money out of people because of getting COVID. So we have to look at that very, very carefully. In the case of the pool, and sometimes there's gray areas, something like the mask. We had one set of instructions and then another set of instructions. So we get to look at that. In the case of this indoor pool, it was clear as a bell. Indoor pools close. And now we're just going to have to wait until that changes. Now, what it does do is it changes the pool use. So if you have ideas on the pool use, let us know. The board is going to be discussing on Monday at their board meeting, are we going to change how the two outdoor pools are used? We were only allowing one person in the Santa Rosa pool for those very high-risk people so they could swim alone and be protected. Now we've got this increased impact, namely all the lap swimmers who were swimming in the indoor pool. What happens? Board briefly discussed it, and so I'm here to ask for ideas, comments. If we allow lap swimming, that means we got to open up that Santa Rosa pool to more than one person. We have to maybe have two people. Well, that then impacts the people that are high risk. So we are torn. So please, if you have comments, suggestions on what to do with both pools, love to hear from you. So write to the board and let us know your thoughts. This weekend, there is the Agave Golf Tournament at Sun City Shadow Hills, but there are no spectators allowed. We committed to this golf tournament a long time ago, and so we're going to stay with that commitment, but people have asked about spectators, and no, there are no spectators. So the only people that are going to be allowed on that golf course are the players themselves. So that's hopefully stays with our commitment to try to keep the HOA as safe as possible. Now, I did talk about the COVID, what's going on. And folks, this is now very, very real. Today only, Sun City Palm Desert went up by 7 cases today since I gave that thing this morning. So This is dangerous now. So please be extremely careful. Evaluate what you're doing. Evaluate the type of gatherings you're going to. We've come a long way. For 8 months, We have worked hard, and it's paid off. I mean, Sun City, Palm Desert at the moment, they're 8, 9, 10 times higher than us on a per capita basis. And I hate to see all that work go to waste. So, yes, we got a tough 6, 8 weeks. But seriously, you're in the fourth quarter here. You've done great. Tremendous job on the part of everybody to keep everybody safe and healthy. So you're in the fourth quarter. Don't waste it. Now is not the time to trip and fall. So please, use caution. Be vigilant. The light is coming. It's going to be over, but we got a six to eight tough weeks to go. I wish it was shorter, but it's going to get there one day at a time. Take care of yourselves. I wish you well. Take care, and I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.